ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि शिक्षावल्याम् एकादशः अनुवाकः Eleven sections have been completed. Now we are seeing the important discussion presented by Adishankara Bhagavatpada before entering into the important topic of Brahma Vidya. And here he presents the Shreyasaha Sadhana Vicharaha, enquiry into the knowledge, in terms of the nature of moksha, including the nature of the knowledge, the means of attainment of moksha. By way of discussing this, he makes it very clear. It is jnanam, purely jnanam. It is knowledge of the self, which itself is independently a means of attainment of moksha. In fact, jnanam itself is moksha. It does not need to be combined or cannot be combined with karma. Even though karma is important to prepare one's mind for the attainment of jnanam and also for assimilation of the jnanam, to enjoy the benefit of the jnanam. But for moksha, jnanam itself is independently a sadhanam that he has to establish. So we saw yesterday how Vedavadarathaha Nanyadastiti Vadinaha. In Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, we came across these verses where even Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna mentions about this karmakandinaha. Always, the people of flowery language who always praise and glorify karma, there's nothing which is greater than karma, superior to karma, because everything that can be accomplished as a result of karma. And such people, Vedarthavadinaha, Vedavadarathaha, karmakandinaha, Purvimamsakaha, they have their own views of moksha. For them, simply perform rituals and enjoy the results of actions. Even moksha for them is a product of karma. Such view we are seeing here. We already very clearly understood how they have different views. As today I explained, I'm not going to go back to the same thing. We're going to start from where we left yesterday. The first view of a karmakandi is imagined and presented by Shankara Bhagavatpada. Tatra kevale bhyaha eva karma bhyaha syat. Kim syat moksha syat. That is, moksha rises from mere performance of rituals. It means moksha can be attained as a result of performance of rituals. And for which, in support of this argument that moksha can be attained as a result of mere performance of rituals, he presents quote from Manusmriti. Samasta Vedartha Jnanavataha Karmadhikaraha Asti. See, the sentence is incomplete. In the sense, it is the style of the Bhashyam. The reason is given. Karma Adhikarat. As there is eligibility. Karmani Adhikarat means Adhikara. Karmani Adhikaraha means eligibility for performing or in performing the ritual only for a person who has the knowledge of the meaning of the entire Veda Shastra. Samasta Vedartha Jnanavan Eva Karmadhikari. Samasta Vedartha Jnanavan Eva Karmadhikari. The person who has the knowledge of the meanings of the entire Veda alone is eligible for performing rituals. This is said in the Manusmriti. One more sentence. Vedaha Krishnaha Adhigantavyaha Sarahasyaha Dvijanmana. By any Brahmana, entire Veda must be studied along with the hidden meanings in order to be eligible to perform rituals. Quoting, presenting these quotes from Manusmriti, Purapakshi expresses his view that kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha eva moksha syat. Moksha is attainable as a result of mere performance of rituals. Okay. And he also continues, adhigamascha saha upanishad. Saha upanishad arthena atma jnanadina. Adhigamascha is also understanding. Saha Upanishad Arthena Atma Jnanadina. Upanishad Arthena Saha. Upanishad Arthena Saha. Atma Jnanina Adhigamaha. Atma Jnanadina Adhigamaha. The understand Adhigamaha means what? Understanding. Understanding must be of the meanings of the entire Veda, including along with the meanings of the Upanishads. So along with the meanings of the Upanishads, one must have the understanding of the meaning of the entire Veda, means he must have had self-knowledge, etc. Atma-jnana-dina. If a person has the knowledge of the Upanishads, knowledge of the meanings of the Upanishads, Upanishadic mantras, naturally he must have self-jnanam, atma-jnanam. So, atma-jnanam, etc. This is what Karmakandi says. I mean, the person should have the understanding, should have the understanding of the meanings of all the mantras of the entire Veda, which is inclusive of the understanding of the meanings of the mantras of the Upanishads, which implies even having the Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge, which is knowledge of the absolute reality. And such a person alone is eligible for performing rituals. He alone has the eligibility to perform rituals. Therefore, again, he mentions those words, Vidwan Yajate. Is Vidwan Yajate. Here the word Vidwan can mean an ordinary person of erudition, scholar. It can also mean Ajnani. But here in this Vidwan Yajate, here means a person of erudition, a person of scholarship, a highly learned scholar who has knowledge of the mantras of all the meanings of all the mantras. So Vidwan, such a person Vidwan, but he does not need, he's actually the word the Vidwan does not mean Atma Jnani. But he has knowledge. He is a highly learned person. So Vidwan Yajate, only such a person who has the knowledge of the mantras of all the mantras of Vedas. He has knowledge of meanings of all the mantras of the Veda. Such a person is a scholar. And he performs rituals. Vidwan Yajate, he alone performs. He worships. Yajate means worships. Worships implies performs a ritual. So the Purapakshi takes his word Vidwan as a wise person, a jnani. Then, not only he performs, Vidwan Yajayati. Vidwan Yajate, Swayam Yajate, Anyan Yajayati. He also makes other people perform rituals. Iticha. And also, like, by saying this, Vidushaha Yeva Karmani Adhikaraha Pradarshyate Sarvatra. So, Vidushaha is a positive case form of Vidwan. Vidushaha Yeva, Vidushaha Yeva Karmani Adhikaraha. Only a Vidwan has the eligibility to perform rituals. This is shown everywhere. This is revealed everywhere. Who has adhikaraha in performing rituals? Vidushahaye. Kasi adhikaraha asti karmani? Vidushahayeva karmani adhikaraha asti. Of course, a person who does not know the mantras, does not know the meanings, if he performs a ritual, it won't be effective. It is said in this Shruti, it is also said in this Smriti, the one who performs ritual must have the knowledge of what he is doing, why he is doing, the purpose, what is the purpose of his doing, what is the benefit expected of, who should be the devata, how it should be performed, what are the mantras should be recited, and relevant mantras, and how many times it must be repeated, as the know-how of rituals. The person must have the complete understanding, and he must have the core understanding of the entire Veda also. That doesn't mean he is a scholar, but still he is not a person of wisdom, highly profound. The person of profound knowledge, the sense he has, a person of erudition, a scholarship, no doubt. So it is said, Vidushaha Yeva Karmani Adhikaraha. That is why those days, the priests who come for performing rituals are highly revered. The people of great Anushtanam. Karmani Adhikaraha Vidushaha Yeva. Adhikaraha, Vishaha Evaiti Sarvatra Pradarshyate. Everywhere this is revealed, this is shown. Again, it's also said in the Smriti, Jnatvacha Anushtanam. Anushtanam means what? Practicing, following, performing should be only after having understood, known things correctly. ज्ञात्वा च अनुष्ठानम्. One cannot do things or perform things, follow things without having known. Before doing, one must know what. Therefore, jnatva cha anushthanam iti cha. So, quoting all these statements of Smriti, Pura Pakshi says, kevalebhyah karmabhyah eva mokshaha. He continues. Kritsascha vedaha karmarthaha. Kritsascha vedaha karmarthaha. Kritsnaha vedaha. The word kritsnam. Kritsnaha. Kritsna means entire. Kritsnaha vedaha. Entire Vedashastram. Karmarthaha. For the purpose of performing rituals. The aim of the entire Veda is specifically for enabling one to perform rituals. For karmartha eva. Kimattam Vedaha asti karmartha. Perform rituals, enjoy the benefits of results. So karmartha eva iti hi manyante kechit. Some people only think. Kechit manyante, not all the people think. Of course, kechit manyante, only some people means what? The word kechit means some. And who come under the, who are all the people who come under the category of this word kechit? The some people who are the people who consider that the entire Veda is meant for the performance of ritual. Meant for what? Meant for the entire Veda, Vedajnanam, is for anyone to get equipped with, equipped and to be qualified in order to perform the rituals. This is what some people think. And who are the some people? The some people who think that the entire Veda is meant for the performance of ritual. Entire Veda is for one to become eligible to perform rituals. Such people are Vedarthavadinaha Puramimamsakaha Arvesunas Karmakandinaha, whose Shraddha is only in the Karmakanda. Priority is only in Karmakanda. And they also argue, karma bhyaha param, karma bhyaha chet param shayaha na avapyate. Let me make it a proper part of the sentence. Param shreyaha, the absolute good in terms of absolute end, the mokshaha, karmabhyaha na avapyate chet. See, I am putting it in proper order. Karmabhyaschet paramshreyaha na avapyate. Karmabhyaschet paramshreyo na avapyate vedonarthakaha syat. How should you understand? Paramshreyaha karmabhyaha na avapyate chet. You all know very well, chet means yadi, if. It's a indeclinable. Chet. Karma paramshayaha karmabhyaha na avapyate chet vedaha anarthakaha syat. What he says. Because who enter, we take the whole Veda. The most voluminous portion of the Veda is Karmakanda, which prescribes many complete number of rituals and their results, benefits. Now we have also Upasana Kanda, which is also part of Karmakanda. So that's why the small portion of the Veda is the Jnana Kanda. In fact, much smaller portion of the Upanishad Veda is Jnana Kanda. But the voluminous portion is Karmakanda. Therefore, if the, he says, yadi paramsheha karmabhyaha na avapyate, if moksha is not attained from, moksha is not attained as a result of karma, the moksha does not rise from the karma, then vedaha anarthakaha syat, then veda, entire veda becomes what? Useless, meaningless, purposeless, anarthakaha. The entire veda becomes purposeless, useless, meaningless, if moksha does not rise from performance of rituals, if moksha is not attainable as a result of performance of rituals. So, karmabhyaha paramshayaha na avapyate chet, vedaha anarthakaha syat. That's why people, this karmakandinaha, consider, think very strongly, vedaha karmarthaha. Kritsnaha vedaha karmarthaha. The entire Veda is to enable a person become qualified, eligible for performing rituals. Okay. This is their argument. So here we have to understand, we have two, the entire Veda, when divided into two, Khanda, two portions as Karma Shastram and Jnana, Moksha Shastram. Karma Upasana Khandas together form the Karma Shastram. Jnana Khandam is the, of course, Moksha Shastram. And here, of course, the Jnana Khanda mantras, Upanishad mantras are analyzed. The analytical study of the Upanishad mantras alone is in the form of Brahma Sutrani written by Vedavyasa, Vyasa Bhagavan. But the entire Karmakanda mantras are also thoroughly analyzed, and the analytical study of the Karmakanda mantras is presented in the form of Jaimini Sutras. Jaimini Sutras. Of course, there are many very great commentators. And so, this in the Jaimini Sutram itself, in the Karma, this view is there. The Jaimini Sutram itself, it is presented. Even the of the many commentators, one another great commentator called Shabaraswami, and he also in his commentary makes it very clear, as it is discussed in the Jaimini Sutras, that the entire Veda presents different types of statements. There are statements known as Vidhivakyani. Vidhivakyani means the statements which prescribe duties, prescribe the rituals, which prescribe karma. They are known as Vidhivakyani. And there are also statements which are Anuvadavakyani. Anuvadavakyani means the statements which restate what is already known. Restating of things which are already known to us. Restating of things which are already known to us are known as Anuvadavakyani. So Vidhivakyani, Anuvadavakyani. There are also statements of facts which reveal the facts, like Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, etc. Vidivakyadari, statements of facts. So, Satya Pratipadika Vakyani. Then we have, so with the statements of facts, Anuvada Vakyani, Vidhi Vakyani, Satya Pratipadaka Vakyani, and also Arthavada Vakyani. Arthavada Vakyani means what? The statements which present the glorifications. The glorifications of devatas. And the glorification of benefits of the rituals. The mantras which praise the devatas, the benefits of results, the benefits, the results of rituals, meditations, etc. The statements which present the praises, glorifications of devatas, rituals, etc., the benefits, etc., are said to be Arthavada Vakyani. So we have different types of statements we do find in these Veda mantras. And this Shabara Swami, the well-known commentator on the Jaimini Sutras, written by Jaimini Rishi, and he, Shabara Swami, also states that any statement in any Veda, any statement in any of the Vedas, means what? In all the Veda mantras, any statement of the Veda mantra definitely is connected to the karma only. Of course, Vidhivakyam directly prescribes karma. Apart from Vidhivakyam, Arthavada Vakyani, the statements of facts, or Anuvada Vakyani, all these statements, any statement, every statement is indirectly connected to karma only, action only, ritual only. Therefore, what? Karma is pradhanam. This, and that's why kechit means what? Is people like Shabara Swami. Are people, the commentators on the Jaimini Sutras, the Karmakandis, they consider Krishnaha Vedaha Karmarthaha. The entire Veda is for getting oneself qualified for the performance of rituals. Okay. This is the view number one. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer comes. Okay. What is the Uttaram? Or we'll see here. There's no objection. Just the view is presented. And the Shankara Bhagavatpada has to show the error in the view. Therefore, here answer comes. Na, that is not true. Na means no. No means no. Mokshaha is not attainable. Moksha cannot be attained as the result of an action. That na implies no. Mokshaha cannot be attained as a result of an action, result of a ritual. Why? Because any ritual, any action, whether it's a Vaidikam karma or Laukikam karma, the mundane activity or a secular activity, mundane secular activities, or religious sacred activities, Laukikam karma uta Vaidikam karma, any karma is what? Time bound in nature. Because performance of a ritual is dependent on many accessories, karakani. Performance of ritual is dependent on many accessories. And those accessories required for performing a ritual, even for performing any mundane activities, are known as karakani. That's what we learnt in Sanskrit grammar class also. Karakani. Because karayati iti karakam. What are all the factors which enables the karma? Performance of an action, performance of a ritual. These are karakani. those accessories required for accessories involved in performing any ritual or action. And all those accessories are time bound. Therefore, the ritual which is dependent on these accessories also is time bound. Therefore, the time bound ritual, time bound action cannot produce timeless moksha. To state that, he says, Nityatvan Mokshasya. The first is why karma cannot produce moksha. Why moksha is not result of an action, result of a ritual? Because Mokshasya Nityatvat. Moksha has the status of being timeless, eternal, which means moksha is timeless. This is the Tvam, Nityatvam, the words are, there's a style of writing the commentary. Mokshasya Nityatvam Asti. Moksha enjoys the status of being timeless, eternal. Because of this reason, Mokshasya Nityatvat means moksha is eternal. Whereas karma phalam is time bound. Karma itself being time bound, the accessories karakarni required for performing a ritual are all time bound. Therefore, karma, such time bound karma, cannot produce timeless moksha. And moksha is timeless. Mokshasya Nityatvat. Now, Nityaha hi mokshaha ishyate. And the mokshaha, this moksha, the direct meaning of the word moksha is what? Literal meaning freedom, liberation. And what is the implied meaning of the word moksha? Everlasting happiness. Infinite happiness, limitless happiness. In fact, happiness itself means limitless happiness only. We don't need to add the word limitless. But still, to differentiate the happiness from pleasure, we add this adjective. Infinite, limitless happiness, everlasting happiness. This everlasting happiness, which doesn't come, which doesn't go, which doesn't undergo change, such happiness is, everlasting happiness is something what is desired. Nityaha mokshaha ishyate. Indeed, the mokshaha desired is permanent mokshaha, timeless mokshaha, everlasting mokshaha. Who will be interested in working very hard to attain moksha and then you lose it? Therefore, the mokshaha that is desired is everlasting. Eternal moksha is desired. Whereas, that moksha itself is ever of the nature of timelessness. Therefore, it is not possible to attain moksha as a result of an action, result, ritual. Next, karma karyasya anityatvam prasiddham loke. Karma karyasya anityatvam prasiddham loke. In this world, it is very well known. This fact is very well, prasiddham means what? Very well known. What is well known in this world? Anityatvam, time-bound nature. Of what? The product of any action. Karma karyam, karmanaha karyam, karma karyam. The product of action. The result of an action. Result of a ritual. Has anityatvam, time limitation. Impermanence. So karma karyasya anityatvam prasiddham loke. It is well known in the world that the result of an action, the product of an action, has anityatvam, has time bound nature. It is time bound. Result of an action is time bound. So result of a ritual is definitely time bound. And what the time bound moksha is not desirable, is not at all desired. What is wanted, what is sought after by human beings is not the time bound. The moksha which comes and goes, we are all interested in only everlasting happiness. And a moksha itself is of the nature of timelessness. Therefore, the moksha itself is of the nature of timelessness. Because moksha is a happiness. Happiness means limitlessness. Limitlessness means fullness. See, fullness, limitlessness, infinitude is happiness. And the happiness is what? It's of the nature of timelessness. The time-bound action, dependent on time-bound accessories, cannot be a means of attainment of timeless, everlasting moksha. Karma karyasya anityatvam prasiddham loke. Okay. Karma bhyaschet shreyaha nityam syat tatcha anishtam. Now Shankaracharya says, karma bhyaha chet shreyaha. How do you read it? Karma bhyaschet shreyo nityam syat tatcha anishtam. We have to break the sandhis. Karma bhyaschet shreyo nityam syat tatcha anishtam. How do you break it? Karma bhyaha chet shreyaha nityam syat tatcha anishtam. See, this shreyaha is moksha. The absolute good in terms of mokshaha. Nityam shreyaha. Karma bhyaha chet tat cha anishtam. We say everlasting freedom is attainable as a result of an action. Everlasting freedom rises from the action, rituals, if it is said, anishtam, tat cha anishtam. Tat shreya anishtam, that is not desirable. Anishtam is what? That is not desirable. Ishtam is a past passive participle, desired. That is not really desired. So it's not acceptable, it's not desirable. What is not desired? It is not acceptable. One, anishtam literally means not desired. So this is not acceptable, first of all. Secondly, it is not desirable because it's a logical loophole. How can something time-bound produce timeless? It is illogical to say that. Therefore, he says, karma bhyaha shreyaha chet, nityam shreyaha chet, nityam shreyaha, shreyaha chet, tat anishtam syat, tat cha anishtam syat. Such an understanding is not acceptable, such understanding is not acceptable, not desirable. Because it is not logically correct, incorrect it is. Tad yatha tad yatheha karma chito lokaha kshiyate iti nyaya anugrihita shruti virodhat. Okay. Again, first when you say karma karyasya anityatvam prasiddham loke, first the two sentences, the two answer statements reveal Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer being logically correct. Means his answers, he establishes logically why moksha cannot be the product of karma. Now he says, tad yatheha karma chito lokaha kshiyate. Three pramanams he states, gives, or three pramanams. Three pramanams mean three means of knowledge, three sources of support. Three sources of support are three pramanams. Why moksha cannot be the product of karma. The first pramanam is yukti pramanam. Yukti pramanam means logical reasoning. The reasoning. Time bound karma cannot be the means of attainment of timeless moksha. Karma karyasya anityattvam prasiddham loke. That is anubhava pramanam. Our own experience, we also have experience. Because how anything attained as a result of action is time bound in nature. Our own experience also is this. Anubhava pramanam. Then, it is tad yatha ya karmachita lokaha. Karmachito lokaha kshiyate. This statement, this is a shruti pramanam. He takes shruti statement as a submit. Also, as a pramanam, he says, tad yatha iha karmachitaha lokaha kshiyate. This is only half of the sentence. This sentence he quotes from Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad. The sixth mantra, the first section of the eighth chapter. Tad yatha iha karmachitaha lokaha kshiyate. Karmachitaha lokaha. Okay, the word lokaha means anubhavaha. Experience. The word lokaha does not mean world. You can say any, all anubhavaha. The experiences which are here in this world are said to be lokaha. These all experiences attained, collected as a result of performing rituals. What now? Kshiyate. They perish. So anything earned as a result of karma perishes. It comes to an end. Doesn't stay forever. It's impermanent. So this is quoted in the context of saying, just as the results of actions, experiences accumulated as a result of performing rituals, performing actions, come to an end in this world, so also, even heaven, heavenly pleasures, punya chitaha lokaha, by accumulating abundance of punyam, the higher loka, the experience of the higher lokas, earned as a result of akmasha punyam by performing rituals, also the practice of meditation also will come to an end. Punya chitaha lokaha kshiyate. Yatha iha karmachitaha lokaha kshiyate. Tata punyachitaha lokaha pikshiyate. In this world, of course, all experiences earned as a result of karma come to an end. So also even heavenly experiences, or the heavenly enjoyments, heavenly pleasures, also will come to an end, which are also earned as a result of karma. In that context, Shruti also states, any accomplishment, including going to the higher lokas, enjoying heavenly pleasure, etc., as a result of karma, will come to an end, impermanent. They are not time-bound in nature. Tad yatha iha karmachitaha lokaha kshiyate, tatha पुण्यचतः लोकः क्षीयते इति न्याय अनुगृहीत श्रुतिविरोधात् कर्मभ्यः मोक्षः न सिद्ध्यति. ओके, नौ दिस् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् द व्यू विच् कर्मकाण्डि हेस् मोक्ष कैन बी अटेन्ड द रिजल्ट ऑफ कर्म हैज श्रुति विरोध दट व्यू इज अपोज्ड टू श्रुति कॉन्ट्रडिक्ट्स श्रुति अगेन न्याय अनुगृहीत श्रुति. न्याय अनुगृहीत श्रुति मीन्स व्हाट? न्याय अनुगृहीत श्रुति मीन्स द श्रुति स्टेटमेंट which is not blindly taken, even though Shruti is revered as the first and the foremost of the Pramanams, we never question Shruti, we just accept the Shruti, whatever Shruti says. Still, the Shruti statement also, which must be logic, it should not contradict the reasoning. So Shruti, Nyaya Anugrihita Shrutihi means what? Nyayena Anugrihita Shrutihi means, the statement of Shruti, which has the logical support, the sense which does not contradict the reasoning, is Nyaya Anugrihita Shrutihi. And this Purapakshi's, the Karmakandi's view, actually contradicts the Shruti's, Shruti which has which is the support of the logic. Nyaya anugrihita shruti virodhat. Okay. Because Mimamsakas themselves, Mimamsakas, the Purva Karmakandinaha, Purvamimamsakaha themselves are of this understanding that any of the Shruti statement and which does not contradict the reasoning, which has the logical support, should be accepted. Now this Shruti statement has the logical support also. Therefore the Nyaya Anugrihita Shruti also is there, which is a Shruti Pramanam. Anubhava is also there. Loke Prasiddham. That definitely karma, any product of karma, the result of action, is time bound. Nityam preshayaha, if it is said, a permanent moksha is the result of time bound action, karma, then this is not acceptable. It is not desirable also. Time bound moksha is not desirable. And time bound, timeless moksha being result of time bound action also, is not acceptable. Okay, so we'll go to the next sentence. When Chakrabhagatpada explains this, gives his answer, and Purapakshi still has his own plan how there is no requirement of jnanam for the attainment of mokshaha. Jnanam is not at all required for attaining moksha. Jnanam is not required for attaining moksha means what? Karma itself is enough. How only following the karma we can attain moksha? That is said here. Even though it is not correct, but how he presents that, we'll see that. We have already understood in the introductory bhashyam also. Let us see. Kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhat. Okay. You know, let me remind you of all those different karmas. We have different types of karmas prescribed in the karma kanda. What are the karmas? First, we have nitya karmani. Nitya karmani, we can also say naimittika karmani. Nitya karmani, naimittika karmani are the karmas which should be performed, which should be done regularly. Regularly in the sense, which should be performed choicelessly. Nitya naimittika karmani. Then kamya karmani. Kamya karmani are the karmas, actions which, rituals which should be performed for specifically for fulfilling specific desires, which is your choice. So nitya naimittika karmani are prescribed duties. So kamya karmani are the karmani which should be performed if we want to fulfill specific desires. We have choice. Kamya karmani. Then pratishiddha karmani or nishiddha karmani. Pratishiddha or nishiddha karmani means prohibited actions which should not be performed at all. Prohibited actions, prescribed actions, nitimitti karmani must be performed. There's no choice. Prohibited actions should not be performed. Pratishiddha karmani. Kamya karmani, we have choice. Choice means they are performed specifically for fulfilling specific desires. Kamya karmani. Then, prayaschitta karmani. Prayaschitta karmani means the karmas which are performed to neutralize unknowingly, inevitably, performed the right, wrong actions. So, prayaschitta karmani. To neutralize the ill effects of commissions and omissions. They are prayaschitta karmani. We have different types of karmani, karmas. But here, Purapakshi, here Karma Kandi, just states how only doing this, what should be done, avoiding what should not be done. So planning in a certain way, we can attain jnanam, we can attain mokshaha. We don't require jnanam. So jnanasya anapeksha. There is non-requirement of jnanam for the attainment of moksha. For which we have to follow this karmas prescribed here. Rituals, the shastram proper in a certain way. Here there is a plan of a Purapakshi. He says, Kamya pratishaddhayoho anarambhant. The plan number one. Kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambha. Anarambhat is there. I make a complete sentence. Kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhat means, so not beginning to do kamya karmas and pratishiddha karmas. Not beginning to do means what? Non-performance of kamya karmas. Non-performance of pratishiddha karmas. If we do not perform kamya karmas, if we do not perform prohibited actions, then we will not accumulate what? Punyam and papa. If we kamya karmas we perform, we'll accumulate punyam. Pratishiddha karmas we perform, we accumulate papa. So we can avoidance of accumulation of punya papams by not performing kamya karmas and patishiddha karmas. Okay. Then, You don't accumulate new punya papams. Non-accumulation of punya papams is by not performing kamya karmas and pratishiddha karmas. So what happens now? We don't have karma. Karma upabhogena kshayat karmanaha arabdhasya karmanaha upabhogena kshayat cha. And he says arabdhasya karmanaha upabhogena kshayaha bhavati. Arabdhasya karmanaha upabhogena kshayaha bhavati means what? Upabhogena kshayat. As there happens what? Exhaustion. Kshayaha kshayat. As this exhaustion of parabdha karma. Arabdham is equal to parabdha. Parabdha karma. All punya papams which we have now in the form of parabdha, all the parabdha karma becomes exhausted. How? By going through them. Upabhogena kshayaha bhavati. Arabdhasya karmanaha upabhogena kshayaha bhavati. Parabdha karma, there is exhaustion of all parabdha karma by going through them in this life. When we are living this present life, the parabdha karma becomes exhausted. So there is exhaustion of all parabdha karmas, the form of experiencing the pairs of opposites in this life itself. Upabhogena kshayaha. Then what happens? Nitya anushtanat. The third is what? Third plan is what? The whole plan has many points. Nitya anushtanat. So, tat pratyavaya anutpattehe. And if you perform only nitya karmas, nitya naimittika karmas, nitya anushtanat, by performing nitya naimittika karmas, we can avoid pratyavaya papam, pratyavaya anupapattihi. So there is impossibility of accumulating pratyavaya papam by performing nitya karmas. So if you do not perform the prescribed duties, otherwise known as nitya nimittika karmani, it is said will accumulate papam known as pratyavaya papam. How can we avoid this pratyavaya papam? By performing nitya nimittika karmani. So we'll perform only nitya nimittika karmani so that we can avoid accumulating pratyavaya papam. If we avoid performing pratishiddha karmas, avoid performing kamya karmani, we can avoid what? Again, accumulating punyam and papam. So no accumulation of punya papam at all. This is called plan. How we should have a plan of which karma should be performed, which karma should not be performed, so that we can avoid accumulating punya papams, new punya papams. So agami karma palani will not be there. It is his view, okay? Purupakshi's view. Nitya anushtanat. As a result of performing regularly nitya nimittika karmas, tat pratyavaya anupapattehe. As there is impossibility of accumulating pratyavaya papam, we will not have any pratyavaya papam in our account. Why? We thoughtfully, carefully perform all nitya nimittika karmani. Paradha karma, exhaustion paradha karma of course happens effortlessly because we had to go through in this whole life. Then Kamya karmas we do not perform. Non-performance of Kamya karmas will not produce new papam. Will result, we can avoid non-performance of Kamya karmas will help us in non-accumulating punyam. And non-performance of prachiddha karmas also will help us avoid accumulating papam. So we will not have any fresh punya papams in our account at all. No accumulation of punyam, no accumulation of papam in our account. Then what happens? Paradha karma becomes exhausted in this life itself. Therefore, there's no punya papam in our account, then not having punyam and papam will help us not assuming the new body. We don't need to be born again. The very birth itself is for exhausting the punya papams we have in our account. There will not be need for us to be born assuming a new body again if we do not have punya papams in our account. In order to avoid having punya papams, we have to follow this karma plan. We will perform only nityanaimittika karmani so that we will not be doing what should not be done. If we definitely do what should be done, we will not do what should not be done. Therefore, we will avoid accumulating pratyavaya papam. And if we do not perform pratishiddha karmani, we will not accumulate papam. If we do not perform kamya karmani, we will not accumulate new punyam. So no punyam, no papam can be earned if we follow this karma plan. Parabdha will be exhausted in this very life itself. Therefore, if we do not have any punya papams, karma punya papams being not there, there will not be need for us to be born again to exhaust the punya papam. If we are not born again, means it is mokshaha. This is his idea. Okay, this he says. Therefore, what jnana nirapekshaha eva mokshaha. Following this karma plan itself is enough. Just to be not to have punya papams, or not to be born again. Where is the question of requirement of jnanam for attainment of moksha? Jnana nirapekshaha eva moksha. Jnanasya nirapeksha asti. Jnana nirapekshaha moksha. Moksha is that which does not require jnanam. Moksha has no requirement of jnanam. Iti chet. If this is the argument presented by, if this is the karma plan, presented as his view, Karma Kandi. What should be the answer for Shankara? Answer of Shankara Bhagavatpada, which we'll see in the next sentence. Tacha na. No. Tat na. Tacha na. Mokshaha cannot be attained without the jnanam. Attainment of moksha is impossible without jnanam, because very jnanam itself is moksha. Knowing the truth, knowing one's own swarupam itself is moksha. Knowing, discovering the reality itself is attainment of moksha. Therefore, if we say moksha jnana nirapekshaha, it is not acceptable. Tatricha na means what? And that what has been said by you, that moksha is jnanarapeksha, moksha does not require jnanam, is not correct. Moksha does not require jnanam is not correct. The statement is not correct. Again, now he points out the fallacy. Sesha karma sambhavat. Sesha karma sambhavat. Sesha karma sambhavasti. What does it mean? Sesha karma. Sesha karma means we have only prarabdha is exhausted. By following the karma plan, if at all, as he says, only prarabdha is exhausted, correct. Agami punya papams can be avoided. If at all, it is not correct. Still agami, impossible. You know, impossible not to accumulate agami karma. But even if at all we say, agami can be avoided. But still he has he has just completely forgotten. Karmakandi, he completely forgotten, has forgotten the sanchita karma. Sesha karma sambhavat. Still there remains karma in our account from beginningless time, in countless number of births, in this beginningless, endless cycle of samsara. From beginningless time, punya papams have been accumulated in many, many janmas. Only a small portion which are ready, which is the small portion of karma which is ready for fructification alone is exhausted as parabdha karma in this life. Still we have huge bundle of sanchita karma. So sesha karma sambhavat. As there still we have sanchita karma in our account. Okay. Tannimitta shariraantara utpattihi. Tannimitta shariraantara utpattihi. Mean what? The production of another body. Assumption of another body. For the sake of exhausting sanchita karma, which still remains unexhausted. Okay. Cannot be avoided. Tannimitta shariraantara utpattihi. Production of another body, assumption of another body, for the sake of the exhausting those still unexhausted sanchita karmas will be unavoidable, will be there. For an assumption of another body, being born again, production of another body will be definitely there. Why? For the purpose of exhausting still the remaining sanchita karmas. Prapnoti iti pratyuktam. Prapnoti. Definitely one attains the body. This has been already said. It's not something new. Karma seshasya cha nitya anushthanena avirodhat. Again, if we perform nitya nimittika karmas in this janma, we can avoid accumulating papam, right? But performance of nitya nimittika karmas definitely produce punyam. Non-performance of nitya nimittika karmas will result in the accumulation of papam. But performance of Yatnirmitika karmas will produce punya. And this present punya which you have accumulated cannot remove all the past punyams. Because punyam cannot neutralize punyam. The present punyam will be there. The past punyam also will be there. Sanchita punyam also will be there. Present punyam also will be there. The present punyam can neutralize only, not all papams, some papams can be neutralized by punyam. Therefore, we will have sanchita papani, sanchita punyani, plus present agami punyani. If you follow this plan also, still they will all be there. Even if you follow this karma plan, still we will have all this. Agami punyam will be there. Sanchita papams will be there. Sanchita punyams also will be there. Sanchita karmani will be there. Sanchita punya papani will be there. And again, karma seshasya nitya anushtanena avirodhat kshaya anupapattihi cha. Kshaya anupapattihi means what? There is impossibility of exhaustion of all punyams. All papams also. Karma seshasya nitya anushtanena karma seshasya kshaya anupapattihi avirodhat. Avirodhat means what? Because punyam is not opposed to punyam. Even if you perform nityanimittika karmani, we accumulate the punyam. This punyam cannot neutralize the past punyam. Even if punyam can neutralize the papam to some extent. Certain degree of papams can be neutralized by present punyam. Still, impossibility of exhaustion of all karmas accumulated in the name of sanchitam. Karma sesha means what? Sanchita karmani. The remaining. The karmas which still remain in terms of sanchita karmani. Karma seshasya kshaya anupapattihi. It is not possible. Then one more thing you have to understand. It is not possible also. Not to perform kamya karmas at all. When you are living in this world, it's impossible to avoid all kamya karmani totally. By using urge of right and wrong, by using your willpower, you can only avoid the desires, desire impelled actions, which are against dharma. But you can't totally avoid kamya karmani. Pratishiddha karmas you can avoid. We should avoid. So, this karma plan is not appropriate. As he thinks, how are we going to account for sanchita karma? Again, as he says, it is not possible at all to avoid all kamya karmani. Some kamya karmani can be avoided. Pratishiddha karmani, of course, should be avoided. We can avoid. Nityanimittika karmani, as he says, will not produce any punyam. Will definitely produce punyam. Performance of nityanimittika karmani can help us only avoid accumulating papam, patyavaya papam. But definitely it will produce punyam. Sagami punyam will be there. Even if we carefully follow this karma plan, we will have agami punyam. We will have sanchita punya papam. Therefore, for the sake of exhausting those punya papams, assumption of body will be inevitable. Being born again will be inevitable, unavoidable. The karma plan is not correct. Again, mokshaha, jnanam itself is mokshaha. Again, is understanding that moksha jnanarapekshaha, moksha is the requirement, non-requirement of, moksha has non-requirement of jnanam, is not correct. This is the answer, Shankara Bhagavatapada's answer. Therefore, he is going to say, following sentence, yaduktam. Are you all following? Okay. Yaduktam samasta vedartha jnanavataha samasta vedartha jnanavataha karmadhikarat ityadi tachya na. So he says, yaduktam, whatever has been said by a karmakandi, Urumimamsaka, that the eligibility in performing ritual is there for a person who has the knowledge of the meanings of mantra, entire Veda. Samasta Vedartha Jnanavataha Karmadhikaraha Ityadi. He Shankara Bhagavatapada states Karmakandi's own statement, that what he said, the person who has the knowledge of the entire Veda alone is eligible for performing the rituals. Tat channa. That is also not correct. Why? To perform a ritual, one need not have the knowledge of the entire Veda. Which means, if a person should have the knowledge of the entire Veda to be eligible to perform the rituals, means he is supposed to have some understanding. His jnanam will only be samanya jnanam. What Shastram says is, the performer of rituals must have the general knowledge of the entire Veda, samanya jnanam. But still, the person who is eligible to perform the ritual has only samanya jnanam. He does not have visesha jnanam. He does not have, his knowledge is only very ordinary, general knowledge. He has definitely certain understanding of the, of course, the mantras he knows, the meanings he must know, how to perform, what to perform. He must have the know-how of rituals. Of course, he has the understanding of even the Upanishadic teaching. He might have heard Aham Brahmasmi, etc. That he must have understood even the meanings of the Upanishads also. But the person who is involved in performing rituals, who is said to be eligible to be performing rituals, has only samanya jnanam. The samanya jnanam is said to be also paroksha jnanam. Therefore, this itself does not make a, you know, samanigam does not become visesha jnanam. What visesha jnanam? Aparoksha jnanam. this Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, which itself is Mokshaha, is Aparoksha Jnanam. The person who's Aparoksha Jnanam is not mentioned here. The only the person who has Paroksha Jnanam, he has, of course, has knowledge of Vedas, knowledge of mantras, knowledge of the meanings. He even may have the Shravana Jnanam. He might have heard and understood the contents of Upanishads also. Therefore, having done this Shravanam, having heard, he might have had that knowledge, but still his Jnanam is only Paroksha Jnanam. Samanya Jnanam. He does not have whatever Vishesha Jnanam. And the Shastram emphasizes what? One must have this Aparoksha Jnanam, otherwise Vishesha Jnanam, which itself is moksha, which is the means of attainment of moksha. Moksha sadhanam is what? Vishesha Jnanam. Aparoksha Jnanam is moksha sadhanam. Which means Vishesha Jnanam, Aparoksha Jnanam itself is moksha. As he Karmakandi thinks, the person should attain jnanam, as a result of attainment of jnanam, he becomes purified. He has the yajamana samskara. He has the refinement required for being a worshipper. Worship or being a performer of a ritual. Yajamana is the performer of a ritual. The yajamana, the performer of a ritual, should have the refinement in terms of purification. So he says the atmajnanam, when he has this atmajnanam, he has yajamana samskara, and he is a purified person, he is eligible to attain perform rituals. Performing rituals and he attains moksha. That is his view. Shankaracharya says, Tachana. Why? Shruta jnana vyatirekat upasanasya. Shruta jnana vyatirekat upasanasya. There is something called upasanam, which is prescribed by the Shruti. Other than, apart from listening. Shruta jnana vyatirekat upasanasya. As there is upasanam, other than, apart from shravanam. Apart from Shravana Jnanam. So Shravana Jnanam, even if a person is given to the discipline of Shravanam, this discipline of listening to the unfoldment of the end portion of the Upanishads also. What can Shravanam do? Shravanam is only a sadhanam for Ajnana Nivritti. It's only for the resolution of ignorance, it is the sadhanam. But still, that jnanam, after resolving the jnanam, the person who has the jnanam, as a result of shravanam, is shravana jnanam. That shravana jnanam is still what? Samsaya purnam jnanam. Still, it's a doubtful jnanam. And doubtful jnanam is definitely as good as ignorance only. It cannot give any benefit. Doubtful knowledge is not of any use. Doubtful knowledge should become doubt-free knowledge, for which another discipline is prescribed, which is called mananam. So, samshaya nivrittihi. So, samshaya purnam jnanam. Doubtful knowledge should become doubt-free knowledge, for which shastram prescribed upasanam. Upasanam, the word upasanam here stands for mananam and nididhyasanam. Please make a note. Upasanasya vatirekat, as this mention of upasanam as another discipline apart from shravanajnanam, apart from shravanam. So shravanajnanam is only samanya jnanam, is only paroksha jnanam. Because till shravanam is sadhanam for ajnana nivrittihi. So the person might have got his ajnanam resolved. He may have jnanam, but his jnanam is samshayapurnam jnanam, doubtful knowledge. And samshayapurnam jnanam should become samshayarahitam jnanam. It should become doubtful knowledge, should become doubt-free knowledge, for which another discipline is there, which is mananam. And even the doubt-free knowledge must become ascertained. Why? Even doubtful knowledge also, even the doubt-free knowledge also, if it is not ascertained, it will not be useful. Why? Because still there will be error on the part of an individual, on the part of a person. Error caused by habits. So ignorance caused errors are different, but still there will be habit caused errors will be there. Even for a person of clear, doubt-free knowledge of the Atma, there will be errors in his perception of the self, a result of habits. So habit cause, habitual errors will be there. So in order to resolve, in order to correct the habitual errors, he must have this doubt-free knowledge. He must have as ascertained, unforgettable, ever-remembered knowledge, for which he must be given to the discipline of nididhyasanam. And Shastram prescribes what? In order to convert the paroksham samanyam jnanam into aparoksham jnanam, which itself is moksha, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the self. There's also another discipline called upasanam. Therefore, upasanam also has been prescribed. Therefore, what? Shruta jnana matrena hi karmani adhikriyate. Very beautiful. The person who has shravana jnanam, paroksha jnanam, who has general knowledge of the whole teaching of Veda Shastram, who has, that person is said to be eligible for performing rituals. So the person who is eligible, in order to be eligible to perform rituals, one need not have aparoksha jnanam. One need not have gone through mananam and nididhyasanam. So he says, na upasanam apekshate. Sutajnana matrena hi karmani adhikriyate. Upasanam na apekshate. Are you listening? Upasanam na apekshate means what? Upasanam, please make a note. The word upasanam literally means meditation. But here upasanam, which meditation? Here quantum. Here he, the word upasanam implies nididhyasanam, which presupposes mananam also. The upasanam implies here mananam and nididhyasanam, both disciplines. So what Shankaracharya says, the doubt-free, clear, ascertained vision of the reality is moksha, and which is dependent on two other disciplines apart from Shravanam, which is mananam and nididhyasanam. Whereas the person to be, for this person who is involved in performing rituals, does not require what now? Mananam and nididhyasanam. In order to be eligible to perform rituals, samanya jnanam is enough, shravana jnanam is enough. He does not require other two disciplines. Does not require mananam and nididhyasanam. One must have gone through mananam, one must have gone through the discipline of nididhyasanam, one has ascertained vision of the reality, then he should perform rituals. No, that is not said. Because that jnanam itself is moksha. It's a culmination of all performance of all rituals. So the adhikari, karmani adhikari, karma kartam adhikari, has samanya jnanam, shravana jnanam only. Shravana jnanam is enough for him to be eligible to perform rituals. He does not require mananam and nididhyasanam. Does not require upasanam. Upasanam, na upasanam apekshate. He does not require other two disciplines. Therefore, still he is ajnani, is as good as ajnani only. Even though he is samanya jnanam, of course he is a scholar, no doubt. But his jnanam makes him a scholar. But he is not, he doesn't have a, he gets no aproksha jnanam. Aham brahma asmi, that error, no, habitual, error-free, doubt-free, ascertained, ever remembered, never forgotten, vision is not there. That vision is there, then he would not be performing rituals. Therefore, upasanam cha, I think I have to stop here. Shall we do it one small line? Would you please wait with me? Wait for me. Upasanam cha sutajnanat arthantram vidhiyate mokshaphalam. Upasanam implying mananam nidhyasanam is what? Suta jnanat arthantaram. Suta jnanat arthantaram. Arthantaram is what? Just different. Arthantaram vidhiyate mokshapalam. The suta upasanam here implies mananam nidhyasanam, which is different from other than the discipline of Shravanam, alone ordains what? The benefit of the moksha. Arthantara prasiddham cha syat. Arthantara prasiddham cha syat means what? Definitely Shastram, there is emphasis in the Shastram. There is a moksha is dependent on what? This Vishesha Jnanam. But Vishesha Jnanam, Arthant, a different effort is required. Arthanta prasiddham cha syat. That is why he quotes the Upanishad words, the statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, very popular statement. Shotavyaha ityuktva. Shotavyaha means what? Definitely, Atma should be, the unfoldment of the nature of the Atma should be heard. Unfoldment of the nature of the Atma should be heard from the Shastram, from the teacher. Then ityuktva, tadvyatirekena, apart from that, other than listening, simply listening to the unfoldment of the Shastram, mantavyaha, again, what has been the nature of the Atma understood, heard, understood from the Shastram, should be reflected upon, mantavyaha, repeatedly reflected upon. In order to resolve all the doubts one has in what has been heard. Then, nidhyasitavyaha. After having resolved the doubts, and the nature of the Atma should be constantly, continuously dwelt upon. The nature of the Atma should be heard. Unfoldment of the nature of the Atma should be heard, understood. Then, nature of the Atma should be reflected upon again and again. After having reflected upon nature of the Atma, after having resolved the doubts about doubts in the teaching, and the nature of the Atma must be contemplated upon. Nature of the Atma should be repeatedly dwelt upon. Nididhyasitavyaha. Iti yatrantara vidhanat. As there is prescription of unique effort, yet different effort. Yatrantaram means what? Different effort, other effort. Apart from listening, other disciplines also are prescribed. Vidhana, as there is prescription of special effort in terms of following the disciplines of Maranam and Shravanam, Maranam and Nididhyasanam, for resolving the doubts and for assimilating the teaching. As these, as the special discipline is prescribed, what Shravana Jnanam, only Samanya Jnanam, the person who is said to be eligible to perform rituals does not require these other two other special disciplines involving special effort. Yatnantra vidhanat. So manana nididhyasana yoscha prasiddham shravana jnanad arthantaratvam. Manana nididhyasana yohocha prasiddham shravana jnanad arthantaratvam. This mananam and nididhyasanam, these two disciplines, mananam and nididhyasanam, have arthantaratvam. Shravana jnanad arthantaratvam. So mananam and nididhyasanam have the status of being another special disciplines other than Shravanam, after Shravanam. Shravana jnanat anantaram, after the attainment of Shravana jnanam, these two disciplines also should be followed. There were these two disciplines, Mananam and Shravanam, through Mananam and Vidhyasanam, enjoy the status of being special disciplines other than, apart from Shravana Jnanam. This is well known. Therefore, what? Simply saying, already the person who has the entire knowledge of this, Vedashastram is eligible to perform the rituals. Therefore, Atma Jnanam is also for, for performing karma. The Veda is specifically for performing karma only. And by performing karma, only by performing karma one has attained moksha. The idea is not correct. That view is not correct. Okay? I'm going to end the class now. See you later for Bhagavad Gita. Om. If you have any doubts in this, please feel free to ask me. It's all right? It's very clear, isn't it? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Bear with this discussions because we are going to enter into the very beautiful teaching of Taittiriya Upanishad, presented in Brahmanandaval, second chapter. We are all eagerly waiting to enter into that portion of Bhagavad Upanishad. But before that, it's good to know this, have a clear understanding here. That's why even when you are listening now, you understand how important it is to have this Shravanam. Even to know about Mananam Nidhyasanam. We need not specially do anything to do Shravanam Mananam. Listening itself repeatedly done becomes Mananam. Repeated listening will become Nidhyasanam also. We'll see that. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.